Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, they welcome you. Eat what is set before you. Cure the sick and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand.' Whatever town you enter, they do not receive you. Go out in the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to your feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet you know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My phone is not on. How's that? Everybody's getting deaf. Our gospel story for today is about discipleship. Jesus sent 72 others besides the 12 to go and proclaim the gospel. But Jesus gave them an instruction: no food, no sandals, no money. And I said to myself, "Are you kidding me? You're sending me to go out, no food and nothing?" If you go for a trip, are you going to go to somewhere that you want without any luggage? Maybe not. But the context is different. Discipleship is about full trust to God who sent us, who sent the disciples, who sent the 12 apostles. What struck me with this particular gospel is Jesus sent them by twos, in pairs. Why? What is the reason behind this? So that the person will support the other person. That's why they go twos by twos. Your husband will support the wife. The wife will support the husband or partners, your boyfriends, girlfriends, mother, father, siblings, the sports, coaches, players, in the classroom. My background is high school ministry. I've been teaching high school ministry for 12 years. I came from Crespi Carmelite High School in Encino, San Fernando Valley. It's been a long drive. And my experience with the kids, or the boys especially, is if you give them a homework or a workbook, work assignment, do this pages A, B, C, D, and the next day they will turn in E, F, G. It's not a criticism. It is real. Think about your husbands or your wife, your beloved. Go and get me a gallon of milk. He comes back or she comes back with a bunch of eggs. It's real. What I'm trying to say here is God or Jesus came here to be in relationship with us. God wants to be with us. Think about this. In the Old Testament, Adam was given by God, or Yahweh, the gift of Eve. St. Paul, he has a partner, Barnabas, Moses, and Aaron. Jesus' time, every time Jesus needs to go or to do something big, he goes up the mountain and pray, not with the 12, but with the selected few, one or two people. And why is that? It's clear. Jesus needed a support. For us Christians of the 21st century, for us today, we need the same thing. We need to be in relationship with one another. We need support from one another. And this is the gift of a community, but also the gift of faith, because we know relationships are not perfect. No relationship is perfect except the Trinity. So human relationships, it's work. There's ups and downs. Jesus' relationship with his disciples is exactly the same. Ups and downs. For a reason, because sometimes we don't know how to listen. That's the problem sometimes. With the disciples and Jesus, that's the reason why Jesus gave him instructions. Do this, do that. Jesus is training his disciples to listen. Because there's two things here. Hearing is different from listening. When you hear sounds. That's it. That's why we don't get it. We do other things. But listening involves learning. We need to learn how to listen in order for us to learn something. For us, our faith, it's not easy. But we learn to listen to God. When we pray, what do? Do we ask God, I want this, I want that, do this, do that for me? Maybe we can change it to learn how to listen. God, what do you want from me today? It's different. God, what do you want me to do today? That is the true discipleship. And as we celebrate the 4th of July, we pray as a whole nation, as Christians of today, to listen to one another so that we move our faith to inspire others. Faith without action is absolutely dead. Faith needs to move in order for us to do what is right and what is just. In the second reading, and this is the last point, the Spirit moved them. And this is our prayer for today. May the Spirit of God move us to be happy Christians, because that is our true call. Life can be tough, but we are also called to be happy and joyful, so we may share whatever we have in faith to do what is right and what is just. Good morning.